Support for Fat Guy Radio Show comes from Audible.com, a provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 audio programs from leading audio publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. For Fat Guy Radio Show listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook of your choice when you try Audible free for 30 days. A title they suggest is The Hobbit, Unabridged by J.R.R. Tolkien. Try Audible today with a free audiobook of your choice. Go to audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the audible.com banner on our website.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Here they come.
There it is.
I love my barber shop, even though he has a really long line. My barber has a long, long line.
My forehead was greasy.
How is your forehead greasy?
I don't know. I just looked in the camera and it was like super shiny.
Have you ever played outside when you were a kid?
Yes.
That's really stupid.
I used to play outside all the time.
Yes, that's a very stupid question, isn't it? Have you ever played outside when you were a kid?
No, I was actually buried under a rock like Patrick Starr.
Who lives in a pineapple under a sea?
SpongeBob, round pants.
I'm telling you now, I'm going to see that movie.
It's already Why? Out.
Is it already out? When did it come out? Last Friday?
Yeah.
Did it?
He knew. You knew.
I totally knew.
You said that.
Did I?
You just said last Friday, so you obviously knew.
You know, it's really interesting. I forget a lot of things. I totally forget a lot of things.
That is interesting.
And it is, because I've been trying to figure out where the hell Jake has been.
I've been trying to figure that
the
out.
The isolated music corner has been completely isolated.
Yeah.
I mean, there is just absolutely no coverage on it whatsoever.
Now it's just a corner of nothing.
Yeah. It's just nothing there. There's no one there.
It's the isolated nothing corner.
It's just me and his isolated corner for Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. What a perfect day for me to come back.
I know. Isn't it great? Jake's here, everybody.
Oh.
Jake, do you play outside when you were a kid yesterday?
I didn't really have much of a childhood.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the reason why I asked that, I'm trying to get to it. Where is the sad music? Oh, there it is.
No, that's not it either.
Here we go.
20 minutes too late.
I know. I'm producing the show today, too, because the producer finger took Lip out of the show today.
Yeah.
I'm pissed about that, too.
I will get into it in the body of the show, but... We've all played outside when we were kids. Well, I really didn't play outside because, you know.
You're fat.
I'm fat. Thank you. Thank you very much. So.
It's too hot to play outside in Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah, you would melt. But if you were in, let's say, Silver Springs, Maryland.
Okay.
You probably go outside a little bit more.
I feel like you're getting to a story here.
I'm totally getting to a story. I'm totally building up the tension. Isn't it amazing? Building a drama. This story broke in Silver Spring, Maryland, about this lady who was called irresponsible by letting her 10-year-old son and her 6-year-old daughter walk to the park a mile away from their home by themselves.
How old are they?
10 and 6 years old.
Oh, whatever.
When we were growing up, did we not?
I used to ride my bike all over Phoenix.
Right?
And I was like 7.
And that was in the hood.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, hey, stay in the driveway, and then we'd go like 7 miles to a friend's house.
Exactly, yeah. Don't leave the block and stay outside or stay right outside the house. Or here's the famous line, stay where I can see you.
Oh, well, if you have a telescope, you can see me.
Yeah. I'm going to be up there. It ain't my fault you didn't move your head.
Right.
Move your head, mama. Man. So this lady was...
You know, that would have never happened in Golden Springs.
No, it's because it's Silver Springs.
Yeah.
The echelon of people is a little lower.
A little lower.
So what happened is that these kids were out by themselves, and they had this card. A card that said, free kid.
What?
They had a card that said, free kid. And the card says, I'm not lost. My parents know where I am. Here's their phone number. So if anybody approached the kids wondering if they were lost because they're just meandering around Silver Spring, Maryland, they would whip the card out and show it to any adult that would ask.
Don't like kids these days just like pull out their cell phone and
that
like,
just sounds
let
like
me just call my mom real quick.
It's, right. It's like, something it's called a free range.
Free range parroting.
Of my yeah, your 10-year-old pulls out his iPhone 6.
Come on, they all have them now.
It's called a free range card. And it's called free range kids.
Wow, free range parenting.
So someone saw these kids milling around just at the park, chilling, doing whatever they're doing, and someone called the cops.
That's horrible.
Someone called the cops. They're
playing at, kids are playing at the park, officer.
They should be miserable at home.
They should be in front of their Xbox playing the latest game of war, World of War. So like they, Brad. What?
So they can look like Corey.
Yeah, so they can grow up and be a big fat internet radio disc jockey like me.
And a virgin.
I see no discs.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
Well, it's not like you can see it.
It's true. I'm an HOA cop. It's very true. So when we were little, we played. We should not have found that damn bell before Jay came back. We played outside, right?
Yes.
And I remember going up the street, probably more than a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the Matthew Henson Projects down in the hood, which isn't like the big projects. You know, when you think about the projects, people probably think Chicago or Brooklyn.
Or the Lulacs.
Yeah, or the Lulacs or something. Our project and our projects in Phoenix is kind of like it's kind of like a resort compared to Brooklyn and everywhere else.
Yeah. Compared to those, but compared to like Chandler and stuff, it's like.
Oh, Chandler, yeah, we're definitely.
It's like the hood.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it is the hood, actually.
It would be considered the hood, but so we grew up and we moved around all the time, right?
Yeah.
Jake, did you play around in your neighborhood and had like, you know, just you had a certain place where you knew you could go, you know where you couldn't go, you know where you know what you couldn't do and what you could do, right?
Yeah, there was this desert like right down the street and there was like rusty heroin needles just lying around.
Nice.
And we knew not to play with those.
Yeah, don't play with rusty heroin needles.
See, that's funny because where I grew up, there were rusty heroin needles too, and we just thought they were bow and arrows launching at each other.
I used to eat them.
That's the day.
Is that bad?
That's because you're fat.
My feelings are hurt. But there was one thing that you knew. There was one thing that you knew was the signal. Was the big signal.
When the cops came, you ran home.
No, when the cops came. There was a one tall tale signal to let you know you need to take your little ass home when you was growing up, when you were playing outside by yourself, not like in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we never had any of those free range kid cards. And you know, do you think this, Jake, that somebody called the police on them because, yes, that parent, you know, did what we did when we were growing up, but maybe it was it's a different neighborhood. Like when we were growing up, you knew your neighbors. You know, your mom knew the Mrs. Wilson up the street, and she knew Tom Larrington.
Yeah,
and Patrick Fitzpatrick.
Exactly.
And
Patrick Fitzpatrick.
And she knew one.
Patrick Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, one eye, limp leg. What's her name? Oh, Eileen.
Jordan.
Get Jordan.
It? She has one. She limp leg. Eileen.
She knew that dude, that army vet that lost both his arms and both his legs, Bob.
Yeah. How come that one was funnier than mine? But, right? Everybody knew each other back in those days.
That's true. Yeah,
I guess maybe these people just don't know each other. So they're like, oh my God,
they haven't met each other on Facebook yet. That's why they don't know each other.
They're not following each other on Twitter.
No,
I don't understand it.
They haven't taken Instagram selfies yet.
Just don't take a selfie right after you beat the hell out of your girl and take a selfie of yourself, post it up on Instagram and say, oh, got to get out of this town, going to South Carolina.
We just live in a society like that, though, where we just freak out over nothing.
We
when it
do.
Involves kids.
We do.
It's horrible.
Let kids having fun.
Let the kids live.
Let the kids live. Here on Fat Guy Radio Show, let the kids live.
Hashtag. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Pound. It's pound over here.
Oh, boy.
We don't hashtag it. It's pound.
It's pound.
But you're I grew up on a tweet thing, though.
Exactly, and they're all pounds. I grew up with the pound sign. I never grew up with a hashtag sign.
I thought it was like a sharp sign.
No. I like that.
I like that too.
We're going to no longer pounds as sharps.
Yeah, no longer pounds as sharps.
I'm glad you guys haven't heard that before.
What was the tall tale sign to let you know you had to be back in the house, though, DT?
When the streetlights came
on. Yeah!
And now, it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Good morning. How are you?
I am Liz. I'm one of the receptionists. I'm subbing for Monica.
Oh, yeah, Monica. Because she wanted today off. She has a life.
She had a funeral, which is a life, I guess.
Well, Liz, I'm Paula. I know they call me Bipolar Paula. Don't. But you should know I'm in crisis.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with being alone on Valentine's Day.
Of course not.
And everything to do with a client in crisis.
That sounds challenging.
Challenging. Got to figure out if he still has an athletic career. If he doesn't, big fat problem.
Well, I'm here to help you solve that problem.
Who's on hold?
My mother. I'm sorry.
Hangs up on her own mother. That's cold.
Live from the heart of Phoenix, Arizona, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, it's Fat Guy Radio with your host, Corey Blaze. And now, here's my godfather, Corey Blaze.
What is happening right now? February 14, 2015, live from Studio G, reminding everyone that Missy Elliott is not a new artist just hitting the scene. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast, heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Give us a like and a follow. Interact with the show while also spreading the word. New sponsor alert! New sponsor alert. Thank you, boys.
New sponsor alert!
New sponsor alert!
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey! If you follow us on our social media page, you're already in the know. Yes, people, it's books on tape. You wanted them and they are here. Please welcome today's show sponsor, Audible.com. Audible.com is the premier provider of digital audiobooks. Audible has over 150,000 titles to choose from in every genre: thrillers, business, romance, comedy, sci-fi, and more. Audible titles play on iPhone, Kindle, Android, and more than 500 devices for listening anytime, anywhere. Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. So, to kick off our new relationship with Audible, they're giving away a free audiobook with a free 30-day trial. Yes, that is double free, just for you, the listeners of Fat Guy Radio Show. Download a free audiobook of your choice from Audible.com's library of over 150,000 titles. And to download your free audiobook today, simply go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. That's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to sponsor Fat Guy Radio Show, and we welcome them! Yeah! Woohoo!
Time to get 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah.
Can you get that on Audible book?
Yeah, I'm sure you can. It sounds so sexy. I never read about nipple clamps in the Bible. That's the actual line from the book.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I want it to be like Christopher Walken reading it, though.
I want to hear DT read 50 Shades of Grey, and
I'll show you 50 Shades of Darkness.
Okay. I'm okay with that. You can go into the third, all shot.
You can not tell me what to do.
How about you pay attention to what's going on there on the stream of you?
I was about to. Before you even said, I was already moving over.
Was he, Jake?
Sure. I don't know.
Way to have my back there, Jake.
Wait, not to have his back there, Jake.
Things don't change.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, here on Fat Guy Radio Show, in honor of Audible.com, here's DT to read 50 Shades of Grey.
I never read about nipple clamps in the Bible.
The only line he knows.
Is that the only
That's the only line I know.
Make up the rest of it. Okay. Come on, I'm almost there.
I saw you looking at me, Christina.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah?
Grab my tie.
Uh-huh.
And let me thrust my rusty shaft.
Get your hand off my leg, Brad. Uh-huh. Yeah.
In your ear.
All right, there we go. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, folks, welcome to the show. How many shades of red did Jake turn?
25. He's halfway there.
Look, man.
He's halfway there.
It's just halfway there. Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey. Is it on Audible?
I'm sure it should be. If it's not, someone's going to record it fast. I mean, the movie just came out yesterday.
And I heard that it did like really big. Huge.
I heard it's banned in Malaysia because they consider it porn.
Yeah.
Is there any boodity in it?
There's some boodity in it from what I hear.
I hear there's so much boodity that like you actually have to have an adult if you're an adult to accompany you. Yeah. Like it's like that XXX.
So rated. Who's gonna go at my grandma then?
Pee Wee Herman.
He said Pee Wee Herman.
Way off, Mike. Just Pee Wee Herman. Oh, funny. If adults have to be accompanied by adults, who's gonna go with my grandmother?
Santa Claus
is gonna go. Pee Wee Herman is gonna go with grandma to see 50.
Tell him Lars Marr sent you.
To see 50 Shades of Grey.
So I was thinking about like taking my daughter to this movie. You think that's a bad idea?
I think so. Unless you have that type of relationship
I was thinking about taking my mom to this movie.
She's
is that
6 years old. You think that's a good
long age? As she has one of those free range kid cards, go right ahead. Take her right in. I heard that in 50 Shades of Grey, the movie, I'm gonna try to keep this as radio friendly as possible. The grooming habits of one of the women purposely changes throughout the movie.
Oh, so
so she kind of goes from 70s to 2013, if you get what I mean.
So she goes from full bush.
she goes from foliage to concrete.
Okay.
Foliage to hardwood floors.
All right. So she went from natural grass to AstroTurf.
Yeah, and that was done by design. Now, this is just third, you know, I'm hearing this by, you know, third party, so I'm not sure if that's actually what was intended in the movie. I haven't seen it because I'm
pretty sure Christian Grey doesn't like his women. Shaggy.
She like showed up to set and she's like, oh, I didn't realize I had to be like nude for this. Maybe I should start like.
Would you have not liked to be that prop master on that day?
Oh,
the guy who had to do makeup and hair?
Dude, he's not into it.
He's not into it. Hello, I'm Ronaldo. I'm here to do your hair and makeup for 50 Shades of Grey.
How's it going? I'm Philippius. Makeup.
Aw, our producer is down.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm spending the ones and twos today, and I'm glad, Jake, that was a great segue there. Philippius, if you haven't been following us on Facebook like Jake hasn't,
oh, I follow you on Facebook.
He doesn't respond to anything. You don't. Jake,
that's true. You don't.
Yeah. So Philippius is he's out. He's medicated. He's medicated up. He's on Percocets.
What's wrong with him?
And okay, we're gonna get into that next. Hold on. Hold it. Hold on to it because he's just setting himself up. What he's doing right now is the pitcher has taken the mound. DT. The pitcher has taken the mound, and Jake is just setting himself up for a tonguing or a tongue lashing. Which one is it?
Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus.
Anything involving tongues, I'm into.
All right, good. I'm glad you're here.
And nipples clamps.
And 50 Shades of Grey. And all right, I keep sliding out of my shot. So anyway, so Philippius.
I didn't spend all this time adjusting the cameras for you to slide out of your show position.
My bad. So Philippius cut his finger to the tendon.
And by finger, he mean member.
Yeah, by his member to the tendon, his right hand. And he had surgery on it on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
So when he went for surgery, I had some spies on the ground. I have to put boots on the ground to find out what it is and what it was going, because Philippians' family, number one, everybody went.
Yeah.
All 700 of them showed up at the Scottsdale Surgery Center for Philippians' tendon resection.
Yes.
So I told the people that I was sending to represent me to let me know and report back what was happening. I said, if you just look for the spinning, the little spinning thing full of chili peppers over the flame, look for that.
You'll be able to. The inflatable likeness of the Virgin of Guadalupe?
Yeah, the Virgin of Guadalupe inflatable. And then also look for Dora the Explorer. Somebody's going to have her.
And Boots will be there somewhere.
Yeah, and look for little girls running around in those little flat black shoes with no socks on. Just look for that, and you will find where Philippe.
They'll all have bowl cuts.
You can send your complaints to Jake at Fat Guy. So Philippius had, okay. he sliced his finger open with a roto saw or a salsa maker. What was it? It was a roto salsa maker, soon to be available on Amazon.com. He sliced his finger open to the white meat. Is that what you're saying?
The white meat showed.
Like, he's, you're laughing, but I am like in pain thinking.
He
about
really
this.
Did, though. Oh, I yeah. mean, we're making fun. We're making light of it, but he really did. Geez. So he had to have surgery because he severed the tendon. So he had surgery. He's at home. He's alcohol.
He's hopped up on opiates.
He's drugged up big time.
Yeah, he's doing cocaine just for show.
Why isn't he here?
Because he's hopped up on drugs.
Like, he can't drive. He is like, really out of it.
He could call Uber.
Yeah, that's what I said.
They don't serve Mexicans.
Nothing stopped.
They're the ones driving.
Mexicans can't even flag an Uber. Is that bad?
Is that bad? Oh, that's horrible. Like black people in taxis.
Yeah, please send your complaints to Brad at Fat Guy. The I keep referencing someone that's off. That's not even on show. I'm sorry.
He's not even the redheaded step corner.
So he's not, because he people know who he is. So he sliced his finger open, literally, Jake, to the bone. And we showed the picture up on the Ustream feed last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the bone.
So if you go back and watch last week's show,
you'll see it. You can go back and watch last week's show. Or, Jake, since you brought it up that you didn't know what was happening with Philippians, I think we got a couple more questions since you have departed from the show. So if it might be, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we have the makings of a possible trial.
Oh, okay.
Here with Jake Woods.
I should have studied up before I came.
You totally should have, because you know I was coming. Jake Woods enters the courtroom today, ladies and gentlemen. The defendant, Jake Woods. He's accused of leaving a failing internet radio show to start up a successful band and live with a really cool dad. Here on Fat Guy Radio Show Court, where the rulings are final, the decisions are fake, and everyone goes home to wiener bump. Here on Fat Guy Radio Show Court. All right, Jake. So, honestly, you have to tell the truth.
Okay.
What was the last show you listened to? Probably four before he left.
No. I listened. I don't want to say this.
No. Go ahead. Go on. You're not going to hurt my feelings. My feelings aren't going to be hurt.
I listened to like four or five after I left the show.
Four or five after you left the show. Okay, that's not bad, actually. Because you haven't been gone that long.
Yeah, not super long.
No. Well, your time with us was temporary from the beginning.
Yeah.
Everybody knew that.
Well, thanks.
No, isn't that right? Isn't that what you said?
Well, that's because I was planning on, like, moving somewhere, but then I didn't.
Yeah, and then, okay, so that makes it even worse. So you listen to four or five shows after, so you haven't listened to, like, any of the latest.
Yeah.
The like latest shows.
The new vignette at the beginning.
Vignette or the aperture, according to detail.
The Philippius cutting his finger open.
Yeah, that was just last week. I haven't even listened to last week's show. What?
Let's change the subject here. What's the last show you listened to?
The last show that I listened to was this show. I listened to this show before every taping. I always listen to last week's show before every taping.
He does.
We've even done it.
Before we even done it, I go back and I listen. That's part of my pre-show ritual.
It's funny because
you listen to the show that's going to happen.
No, he listens to the show. He listens to the show that just happened.
Yeah.
Before the new show happens.
Right.
But he also listens to the show that he just taped, like moments after it goes up.
I do, because I'm that anal about what it sounds like and if I was not or not funny.
And, so, I'm sure he listens to it when he takes a shower.
I do.
When he pours his cereal.
I do.
When he takes a dump.
I do.
When he's masturbating alone.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And let me And let me give a word to the wise of those of you that are dump listeners. The new iPhone headphones are really cool. They stay in your ear when you're running, but when you DJ, you totally know where this is going. But when you have your iPhone in your pocket, when you're pitching a deuce and your earbuds are in your ears and you stand up before you remove the earbuds out of your ears, them some bitches is going right in the dookie water.
But fret not,
this is where it really gets good, because the headphones are dookie waterproof. They're waterproof headphones. And I learned that.
So you get like crap all over them, and then you're like, well, all right.
Stick around. It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm literally listening to crap.
that's what the email normally says.
I think I have an ear infection now.
No, you don't. That's just Fat Guy Radio Show. Yeah, so those headphones, and I did that because I didn't drop them in dookie water. I dropped them in
pee-pee water.
We are so childish.
The pee-pee. You did my pee-pee.
Oh, God. I forgot.
Only the cool kids pee in their pants.
That's true. So, Jake, you listened to 5 shows after the show, and then you kind of punched out, and you went.
I started working a lot.
You went on with your life. You grew up. Yeah. That's really what happened.
I even see a beard coming in.
I see a beard. You hit puberty? Have you had sex?
Mustache.
I can grow a super mustache.
Not only do you grow a super mustache, but you groom it. Look at that. Move the microphone out of your face there and give him a whole solo shot. Look at.
You can't see it on there.
You can a little bit. You got a little there sun. You got a little sun. But what's really important.
Everyone always says that.
Yeah, because you.
I don't go outside.
You do. You look 50 shades grayer.
I'm telling you, you look 25 shades of red.
Yeah, I'm turned on. But the real important question, the real important question is, how's your friend Nick?
Oh, dude.
Oh yeah. Ah yeah.
Let's get going on him.
That's some of a monkey there.
I could talk about him all day.
God, he's sexy. Mocha Cup,
I had a picture of him for this.
I have one in my wallet. What? Yeah, so Jake has this.
I got
this,
a nude on my phone.
Oh, please send it over. So Jake has this friend, DT, and it's going to make you a little jealous. But Jake has this buddy. I don't know if you've ever met Nick. He's just a big, tall drink of water. And that is thirsty.
Have you come out yet?
No, not yet, but soon as Nick gets here, I will. I'm sorry, Mocha.
See, I like my men short, black, and fat.
Yeah! Like I like my coffee? Short, black and fat.
Yeah. That might be and the from behind.
That might be the title of the show. And from behind. So before we get ready to go to break here, Jake, what the hell have you been up to?
You know, work. So, I mean, what else can I say?
Well, Jake, thank you very much for bringing it to you.
Oh, hey, you're the host. Ask the questions.
I just asked. Wasn't that a question?
That was a question.
That was a singular question.
What do you want me to ask you?
You know, get this interview scoop.
We're not interviewing you. Everybody knows you already.
But I'm famous now.
What are you doing now?
You know, I'm famous from Fat Guy Radio Show fame.
You are famous from Fat Guy Radio Show fame because that's exactly what we do, is that when you come on the show, you bomb, you bring the show down, and then when you leave, you hit success.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? Is that how it happens?
It's called a Fat Guy Radio Show bump.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show bump. I think I need to quit the show, and then I'll get my bump.
What are you going to call your next show after?
I don't know, because I'm always going to be fat, so...
Just call it Guy Radio Show.
No, it'll be Fat Guy Radio Show 2.0, right?
Fat Guy Radio Show or Fat Guy Podcast.
Fat Guy Podcast.
There you go.
Coming to the BBB Radio Network. All right, folks, we'll take a little break right here. We'll be back on the other side of this break on FatGuyRadioShow.com. right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. Here on Fat Guy Radio Show, we bring you the best because you are the best. And yes, you want the best. So why not use the best e-cig on the market? Yes, folks, I'm talking about Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs understands that traditional tobacco products are becoming the world's nuisance. No smoking signs pop up every day. I was walking through a parking lot outside and stuck in the ground was a sign that said no smoking. Outside in a parking lot around cars, entrance is 50 feet away and a sign stayed and laid right there in the dirt said no smoking. Halo Cigs recognizes that you and I desire that nicotine fix. That's why Halo Cigs is the industry leader in electronic cigarettes and American-made e-liquid and flavors. Nicotine levels for every former smoker. You can no longer smoke on Earth. So unless you have a rocket ship in your garage, stop smoking and start vaping. Be like me and other Fat Guy Radio Show listeners and vape with Halo Cigs and do it at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Give it to me, DT.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
You know, if you don't vape after listening to that, I don't know what you would do.
Crawl under a rock and die.
Crawl under a rock and die. Don't die.
Dude, you're so professional.
Who's professional?
All the stuff that was going on over here.
I'm used to it because they do it during the during a former read that I did, yeah. And Philippius and DT would also try.
I was trying to recreate some scenes from 50 Shades.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, the only thing is that there was only one thing that was in that recreation. There was too many clothes. Yeah, there's too many clothes.
You take care of that.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Let's wait till after the show.
So what is this thing that Oreo? Today's Valentine's Day, by the way. I don't give a fat's rat ass that it's Valentine's Day because it's just going to be me and Rosie Palm and her five sisters for Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day can kiss it, can lick it. I'm alone for Valentine's Day. Jake, are you still with that fine girl?
No.
Oh, God. Only a professional radio host would dig further into this wound. So what happened? Oh, wow. Look at the shade he just turned. Was it really? You do not want to talk about it. If you don't, give me the high sign and I'll bail out right now.
I don't care.
Okay, so what happened? You were
head over heels.
Yeah, it was right.
You went from regular Jake to Relationship Jake.
You went to Relationship Jake, and Relationship Jake is actually a pretty cool Jake, because he still hung out with his boys.
Yeah,
I wasn't like that crazy.
No. You weren't as bad. Way. You haven't ruined your life like some people.
Yeah, you didn't do the dirty before you turned 30.
Yeah, before you turned 30.
Which I'm really glad because things just didn't work out.
That's good though. But I knew you were gonna play it smart. So what happened?
Don't spare any of the juice.
Please tell me she cheated on you with a black guy.
No.
Oh, no. Oh,
so he was white.
Oh.
Okay. She cheated on you?
Did she cheat on you?
She didn't cheat on me. No, she just
kissing is cheating.
Are you still friends?
No.
Okay, that bitch!
Oh, that hussy.
Is that rug?
That two-bit
All right,
whore.
So what happened? Because let me set it up for because we got a whole lot of new listeners, at least a half of a listener. So you were like courting this girl before you even left, before you even went off the show. You were kind of courting her, right?
Yeah.
Or is this another girl? Or are you just out there, plays a fool?
No, you're right. And it ended like right when I left the show pretty much.
Oh, she was just after you for
your fame.
For your radio fame.
That's what it was, man.
All four people that holler our name.
It turns out she just wasn't into my type of person.
She wasn't into all of this.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
Oh!
I'm glad he's here. I'm glad he's here. Look at Phil. What's in my pants? Phil, what's in my pants? This is radio gold. So
the plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
And the thing in your pants didn't.
Just Just once.
It's not, it was worth the drive in, wasn't it?
Was it? Avocados from
Mexico. So you, I don't even know what that had to do with anything. So the girl that you were feeling, that you were courting after you left the show.
If that's how you want to put it.
Yeah, that's how. So how would you put it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The girl that you wanted to bang.
You just wanted to bang. You just wanted to give her the business. You just wanted to give her a ride on the Jake Rocket.
She was a redhead, so I was into that.
She was a ginger.
But was she even giving you any? Was she giving you like any vibes back? Weren't you guys like even feeling each other, or was she? Oh, did you sense anything from her?
I mean, we dated.
Okay, so you dated.
We went out. Yeah.
That bitch.
Yeah. Oh man.
We went out. Yeah.
So
did stuff.
Okay.
I mean, like.
So, you dated.
Yeah.
You courted each other? Were there hand? Was it hand holding?
There was hand holding, sure.
And then she just decided that she wanted innies instead of outies?
I guess, yeah, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
I mean, you okay over there, Mocha? She wanted. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, like, and that could totally be. No, it would have been a little bit inconspicuous if he didn't completely railroad the entire show.
Hey, whatever.
Okay, so it was shortly after you left the show, and I hate to say that it was left because it wasn't anything bad. I didn't have anything bad. Jake and I, we've been in communication since then, right?
Yeah.
We haven't blocked each other on Facebook like our other friend that has an R and an X. All right.
He doesn't have a Facebook anymore. He deleted it.
So smart man.
Don't feel bad.
That's okay. So you, after the show, what happened? Because I thought this was the good thing.
You know, we went out for a few, like probably a couple months, 2 months.
2 months? Okay.
And maybe three. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, we started like hanging out a lot, and then we started not hanging out a lot.
So what was the turn? What was the turn? Was it like, was it something that was said, something that was done, or did it just like peter out?
Well, I'm going to be honest, all right?
Okay, please. Yeah, we don't want you to lie.
So we were hanging out a lot.
Okay.
And, you know, it seemed like we were into each other, I guess. It was kind of awkward at times.
Yes.
As new relationships often are. Yeah,
Philippius' mic is very, very narrow.
Yeah, I noticed.
There you go.
Yeah, so, and then she went to like a comic book convention, and then she realized there that she was into girls more than she was into guys.
At the comic book convention?
She's like,
was it the girl that was all in the tight green? Is that what did it for her?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's when I've discovered that, you know,
it's that
I wanted a lightsaber when I went to
all that Rocky Horror Picture Show stuff.
So she goes to a comic book convention, and this, so she never leading up to anything prior to you guys talking, had you ever suspected or she had never given out a vibe? Does she wear lots of jeans and boots?
I guess I should be like, I should have known a little, like she was kind of into girls, you know, she was.
So you had an idea.
She was on that, you know, that point where you're into both, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
And I was like, you know, I could get over that, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she wasn't into the other side anymore.
So she just completely bailed out on the trees and wanted to play in the bushes.
So she kissed the girl and really liked it.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. Sure.
The taste of her cherry chapstick.
Yeah.
Are those lyrics from a song or am I just dumb?
They're lyrics from a song.
Oh, okay, good.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we have to play the Death Walk music for you, Jake, but.
Oh, man. You know what? Fitting. Jake.
I actually like it. It's kind of funny.
Jake. I'm going to talk to you, man.
Oh, great. Okay. Are you going to leave now?
No, I have to control the show.
I know your pain, bro.
Really?
The girl who I lost my virginity to.
Oh!
Also favored both sides. And we dated for like 8 months. And then she decided, it was one day out the blue, that she wanted a girlfriend instead of a boyfriend. So,
it's a bad feeling, man.
Yeah, because like, it makes me feel inadequate. It's like, wait, was my loving that bad?
You're like, I'm the last dude you're probably ever going to be with.
Right? And I'm like, that's not a good feeling. No, it's not. It's not. Because then you kind of feel like, man, did I drive her to women?
Now bone.
Oh man. I know his feeling. I know the feeling.
Well, you just drove me to men. I want you to know.
Yes.
That.
Oh. What?
Oh, thanks for fixing my camera.
No problem, cause
damn it.
there we go.
Sorry about that. That was bad. Hey, I'm trying to be producer.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for walking out earlier. Yeah, like, I wanted to say, but
yeah, you made that completely. I mean, it could have been
a little more inconspicuous, but I felt like I totally knocked down the sign.
This doesn't fit anymore.
It was that one.
Oh, okay. So you were dating this girl. She was hot. You thought things were going good, or did you just know from the beginning that it was doomed from the start?
No, because she was totally into me.
Like, really?
Oh yeah. She would.
I'm getting the nod from
we're getting his relationship consigliere here.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I wasn't like just going for it just because I wanted it. It was a mutual thing.
Yeah.
We both liked each other, and then we dated a few months, and then she just didn't want to hang out anymore.
Did you? And I might be getting a little personal here, but
we don't want that to happen. Absolutely not. We never want to go that far.
Did you ever really? Did you devour the peach good? Did you devour the peach?
Did you whip it good?
No,
I didn't get to devour the peach.
No. Oh no!
I just, you know, I don't want to say on air, but you know, I did.
Well, I hear that you one of Pamela's sisters visited the promised land.
What does that mean?
One of Pamela's sisters visited the promised land.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yo, I work for a church, dog.
Oh, I'm sorry, boys. Just a minute here.
We interrupt this program as a sexually obscene incident has occurred. Please stand by.
And we're back.
Oh man, I was waiting for when we can use that dick.
I was too, and it finally happened.
But yeah, I touched her vagina.
Oh! Wow!
We interrupt this program as a sexually obscene incident has occurred. Please stand by.
Oh man.
You know what? This was totally worth the drive in, man. Jake's bringing it today. There is no better radio than ruined relationships and renewed lesbianism.
Oh. So guess who I saw yesterday?
Uh-oh. Who?
Yes.
Princess Dite.
This is the bombshell show.
Dude, I didn't even know what happened with that, you know.
Well,
she's a lesbian now.
That's the girl?
Oh wait, I was kidding.
No, I'm just playing.
Oh God.
That's not the girl.
Oh gosh.
That's not the girl.
Sorry about that.
Things like just didn't work out between us. Like we wanted two different things. Basically, she wanted me to buy her the world, but didn't want to do anything for me.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? If I'm bending over backwards, like I need some reciprocation.
Bitches be crazy, man.
Yeah. These bitches be crazy.
Bitches be crazy.
But at my numbers job.
That confirms that I can say that word.
Yes, right. At my numbers job, we had a soccer match. And we play soccer at the school that she works at.
Yeah.
So I'm walking to go ref a game. And I see her there.
It's music, I'm sorry.
And we lock eyes.
Uh-oh.
And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, hey.
Hello.
Like, I just give her a wave.
Yo.
And she gives me one of these.
Oh! this look.
Wow. And I was like, oh, really?
She gave you the whip face.
Yes. Yes. And I was like,
the whip face.
All right, then.
Dude.
All right, then.
What? What?
Really?
Right, like, I was like, wow. Just after a year, we dated for a year.
But that was hard on everybody.
That was.
I mean, that was hell. That relationship was hard on me.
It was. It was hard on me, too.
It was hard on me when I said something during a show and I didn't realize you guys were broken up.
Yeah.
Well, that always happened, but
But that's what makes good radio.
I was like, aren't you in a relationship? And you're like, and Corey's like,
oh my God. Oh, yeah, change the subject. Transition.
Oh, no. Like, old wounds open up again. Okay. I'm not yet healed. Apologies, Domina.
Oh yeah, we're gonna Spartacus out.
Oh man,
maybe we should break a little earlier. Have you gotten into Spartacus?
No,
the TV show at all.
I watched it when I was way too young to watch it.
Okay, yeah. That's I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But boys, I know I didn't say a lot in that last segment, but oh God, radio cold. Touch what's in my pants right now. Okay, stop touching it. Okay, touch it some more. Okay.
Why does it sink in like that?
Because it's an any, because clearly it will only become an outie if I date you two. So
it's an any because that's what women want.
Oh, that's what a girl wants, what a girl needs, and it makes me happy, sets her free. Then I'm begging you for giving it to me. So both of you guys are lesbian makers.
Yeah, man. I guess it's a...
I don't want to be labeled that.
I don't care anymore.
I mean, as many...
Does it hurt? Because I don't know. I've never had sex, so I don't know what it's like to make a lesbian.
Well, for me, it doesn't hurt as much. You know why?
Why does it hurt so bad?
Why does it feel so sad?
Thought I was over you. That's a Whitney Houston song. You too white as paper. Man,
just a bit too black for me.
That was not black. It was Whitney. She's not black. She's dead.
She had more white in her.
Look at her bones.
She's black. By the way, real quick, just to interject here, I will go ahead and issue the official apology. Last week we announced that Bobby Christina was dead, and she in fact was not dead.
I didn't say she was dead. She was dying.
We said she was dead.
She was on life support.
She was on the support of life.
And they said she was going. She was going. They were talking about pulling her off of life support on her mama's memorial.
Yeah, but her still alive. Her still living.
She's still holding on.
She's still in coma.
What a cluster F is that family? She was laying in. I don't mean to digress, but she's laying in the hospital. She's on life support.
Yeah.
And Bobby Brown is throwing a 46th birthday party.
I know, that was weird.
What the hell is wrong with this guy? I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it again. Last week, everybody got pissed off at me when I said that the media was guilty of murder for killing Bobby Christina. But you know what? The two wrong people that are related to that family are dying. Bobby Brown should be pushing up daisies at this point. That man is the scum of the freaking earth. Matter of fact, he is the scum that is the creator of the scum that makes the scum of the earth. That dude is so disgustingly, I don't even know how he sleeps. He needs 15 bathtubs installed in his house, and next to the bathtubs need to be every pill possible so that he can be the next one that we discover with his ass in the air and his face under the water. He's the next one that needs to go. You're having a 46th birthday party. Number one, who the hell has a 46th birthday party? Who wants to celebrate you turning 46? And then when your ghetto-ass family shows up, your ghetto-ass family decides to get in a fight in the parking lot where the police got to show up, and you are 2.5 miles away from the hospital where your flesh and blood is clinging to life, and the only thing that you were thinking about is having a 46th birthday party and wondering whether or not she really married that guy because her mama left all of the money to Bobby Christina. So if Bobby Christina dies, that money and that estate immediately goes to her husband and doesn't go to your broke, non-singing, ugly ass mofo Bobby Brown. Can't stand that man. Wrong one, Bobby dead. I need a shower. I'm an HOA cop. All right. See, why you do that to me? You did that to me last week.
That man has partied enough.
Hey,
for real.
I didn't say anything that wasn't true.
You didn't.
The party.
I thought he was 62. I'm not going to lie.
The fight.
He looks old as dirt.
The fight. The party. 2 miles from the hospital. What is wrong with people?
I have no idea.
What is wrong with Bobby Brown? He was great in his moment. His moment has moved on, and he should too.
But it's his prerogative.
Clearly it is his prerogative. All right, let's take a quick break. On the other side of this break, I'm gonna go towel off, and Jake will be here. And maybe we'll talk about something that's actually really interesting, or we'll just keep digging into this wound of relationship errors. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. There is no way in hell we were going to make it through this show without telling you about our greatest sponsor. I'm talking about Amazon. Shopping Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon is one of the greatest ways to support this free show. If you screwed up Valentine's Day and was forced to buy one of those side-of-the-road, weather-beaten stuffed animals, you'll need to redeem yourself with a gift of quality, and Amazon has everything you need to fix your F up. Are you still avoiding doing your taxes? Amazon can help there as well with Amazon Tax Central powered by TurboTax. TurboTax. Amazon has it all. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or clicking the Shop Amazon tab on our website. Bookmark it for work too. Amazing how much money you'll save and impress the boss. Amazon, number one in our hearts, and change back on a 20 in your pocket. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
I'm mad that those stuffed animals are weather beaten.
Those they are.
That's the worst type of beating to be.
And they're going to be moist too, because they're wrapped in plastic and they're out in 84 degree weather right now.
Weather beaten and moist.
I like it. You know, that's how I like it. Weather beaten and moist. Jake, it's your magnetic field that keeps repelling the microphone.
I know. I feel like every time I get closer to it, it's like.
I'm sorry. It's because like the wires are all crazy, because we have to switch everything around because Flippius wasn't here today. Like, I keep sliding out of my shot.
You do.
You could have just gave me the nice mic, and you could have taken this crappy one.
Not going to happen.
Oh.
So the,
like, sorry. Where do I go from here?
I have to make big news. I know I want to get back into the relationship thing. Well, Jake, I'm really sorry that it didn't work out for you. And if anything, I would have suggested that, you know, you have her come over and invite her friend.
Yeah, I know. And I know. Like, at least she could have done that for a peace offering, you know?
Yeah, for a peace. What a way to say,
you know what, I'm sorry.
Yeah. By bringing over your lesbian friend and us three having full, nasty, bacon-smelling coitus.
Yeah.
Bacon-smelling coitus.
Yes.
Bacon, right?
Yeah.
That's the best
coitus. So where do you stand now on the relationship spectrum?
Non-existent.
Single and ready to mingle?
Not really. It's just single and don't give a crap.
So you're just banging anything and everything now?
No, I'm just banging nothing and... That's fine with me.
Oh, I thought I had a chance.
Nice.
Sorry. Oh, well, for you, exception.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm really getting myself in a lot of trouble right now because, you know, that, you know, D-Tan is going to be a little pissed at me because I made reference to Nick and then you, and I don't want Mocha Cup to get too mad. I can't see my sound pack because I'm trying to work towards it. I'm sorry. Mocha, I'm sorry.
I got you, bro. I got you.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what we were looking for, but it wasn't. Right, DT?
You got this, bro.
Right.
But you're okay because you're still looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
There's a new way to communicate with Fat Guy Radio Show.
What?
I know. We've been hinting.
Call Corey at, let me get his phone number.
Yeah, give out my personal phone number. The I wish there was like some like really happy music, because this is a really big monumental thing, right, DT?
Yes, it is.
I know a song.
Very happy.
It's called,
what?
It's called Happy.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm about sick of that. Pharrell?
Might sound crazy. I gotta say.
You're sick of that, Pharrell? Pharrell, you're sick
I'm
of
sick
that?
Of Pharrell and the Happy song. I'm not happy anymore about the Happy song.
But you was on it, though.
I was on it, and it's a ringtone, and I was all on it, but then I kept hearing it over and over. You know what happened? I started listening to music radio, and they played it every 15 minutes. And that killed it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They killed music radio kills music.
Yeah. It does.
It really does.
They play the same five songs
over and over.
I remember one time I switched from three different stations, and all three stations, as the song ended on one station, it began on another station, and then began on another station. So
totally.
Every time I changed station, it was the same exact song.
It was the same thing over and over and over. But yeah. What's great is that Fat Guy Radio Show is going to the next level. We're taking it to the next level. We told everybody in January not to miss the show in January. And even though this is February, it still counts.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got some really good news. There's three new ways that you can correspond with Fat Guy Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing it back. It's not the listener mailbag anymore. It's not anything like that. It's called Fat Guy Radio Show's Listener Sack. Fill our sack with your correspondence. You want to email us? You can at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. That's nothing new. That's a good way. But now, we have some older listeners that might want to use snail mail. So if you want to correspond with us through snail mail, you can do so now as well. BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. But if that ain't good enough for you, where snail mail is too slow, email you can't spell, and you want to talk to us, Dite, wouldn't you like to hear the voices of our listeners?
Of course I would.
I would love to hear the voices of our listeners.
Who wouldn't want to hear the voice of our listeners?
You know how H&R Block has Get Your Millions Back, America?
H&R Block? H&R Block, Get Your Million Back.
H&R Block has Get Your Million Back.
Well, you said it again.
I did it. I know. H&R Block says Get Your Millions Back, yeah. Bitch. So Fat Guy Radio Show introduces Get Your 2 Cents in, America.
Get Your 2 Cents in, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, the listener line has been reactivated.
Hallelujah.
The listener line, 623-349-1652, 24-hour listener line is always open. I got to tell you, if you call us on the listener line and you leave us a message, anything you say can and will be used against you for prosecution of detail and in the court of law on the 5th of the 3rd when I get my check on the 1st.
I didn't know it went down.
It did go down. It went offline for a while because no one called it. I think that your mother was the last one to call the listener line. And I think her message was something to the effect that, hey, kids, it's special. I love you.
I used to, like, push that thing. So
I know. We pushed it. You pushed it so far it went off the cliff.
Yeah. Right off the edge. You should have stopped pushing.
But it's back now with a vengeance because people want it back.
Just like you should have stopped pushing with your girl.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Too soon. I'm sorry.
She was more into the pushing.
Strap on.
What else are they gonna do? You
know. They can scissor.
Oh God. We are pushing the envelope now. I just went. And you just said scissor. We're talking about arts and crafts, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Can you imagine scissoring feeling good?
Well, let's try it. Fat Guy Radio Show. The Fat Guy Radio Show listener line is, the lines are open. Listener K is doing a backflip right now because she's been combing for the listener line back on. So 623-349-1652. Lines are open 24 hours. You call, you leave us a voicemail, and you may very well hear your voice on this very show. Fat Guy Radio Show listener line or snail mail. We'll have all this information up on fatguyradioshow.com and also up on Facebook, which is really, really amazing. I'm really excited for this. So it's going to be a really cool thing for a way that we're just making the show a lot more interactive is the goal that we're going for.
Don't you think that's that will be accomplished? DT, you're drinking that Del Taco drink over there, and you're trying to get the cherry at the bottom of it because I introduced you to the cherry limeade.
Strawberry, actually.
Strawberry.
No, I wasn't trying to get the... Hold up.
You will blow a gasket trying to suck that strawberry out the bottom of that.
I'm trying to get the lemonade, but the strawberry keeps getting stuck in the straw, so I'm trying to push the strawberry out and then get the lemonade. But every time I go back to suck it up,
the big chunk of strawberry comes
right back. So I'm like trying to move it around, and it's
horrible.
You
were concentrating. I was sitting over here looking, plugging the listener line, and I'm looking at you across the console, and the vein at the top of your head, like right before you're about to make in your pants, was popping out of your forehead, which told me you were having a strawberry straw battle with the Del Taco cup. Now you walked into the strawberry struggle. You walked into the studio earlier today and you mentioned something about the fact that you got some beef with the taco of Del.
I do have beef with Del
Taco. You got the beef with the taco of Del. I got beef with the taco of Bell.
I got a solution though. Take the lid off.
He doesn't want to see the lemonade.
Yeah, I don't want it to get all over me.
What? Are you like a toddler or something?
I have a hole in my chin.
Well, Jake, you have to realize he doesn't want to see the lemonade, just like he doesn't want the Ustream viewers to see you because he's still on me and your shot.
Me and exactly.
His shot. Yeah, well, there it is.
You guys were talking. I just barely said, get off his back.
No, I know. Come
no.
on.
If you're no, this is a full court press radio where you can F up the Ustream. This is Fat Guy Radio Show.
I didn't even F it up that bad.
Top notch, top of the line production from start to finish. There is nowhere that equals this freaking imaging.
Now
you,
what?
Dad, you some mama.
I control Fat Guy.
Welcome back to Punk Ass Gaming.
Never go full pack.
So, what was your beef with Del Taco, the taco of Del?
Okay, so I told you about the time when me and my dad went, and I ordered the number 4. And they gave me the strawberry lemonade, immediate strawberry lemonade, and a drink on top of it.
Yes.
And I just wanted the regular strawberry lemonade as my drink. And I had to pay for both.
Oh, yeah. They gave you like double the drink and then they charged you double.
Exactly.
Basically.
And I was like, oh, screw you guys.
They screwed it up because where you went, they speak no English.
Exactly.
I speak no English.
So that was the first strike by the one by my house.
Right. Strike one.
So me and you came to consensus that, you know, the one by my house is probably garbage.
Yeah.
So I went back there and give them
the ghetto.
Yeah, and I went back there to get the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is the next time I go, I go. It's like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
they're not closed yet. They have like an hour, probably 2 hours before they gotta close. I go back. The lady goes, "Hello, what can I get for you?" I say, "Oh, let me get a number 4, because you know I always get the burger."
Yeah, that's what you go to. I get the chicken tacos because there's nothing better than putting fries in a taco.
Yeah, and I go for the burger because for a taco place they have pretty decent burgers.
Yeah, I wouldn't. They look similar.
They really do.
Jake, didn't me and you have a mandate one day at Taco Del Taco?
Yeah, we did.
It was very awkward because I just stared longingly into his eyes when he wasn't paying any attention to me because he had the eyes for a lesbian. All right, so you were going to the
That was before that.
Was it before that?
Yeah.
I really wish
you. Like 2 days before that?
2 days?
Yeah, a few days.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that happened, and I'm keep going back to it. But that is like going to be the juiciest thing on the planet.
It's cool. I'm so over it. I'm under it.
You are. So over it. I'm under it.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
So I go to there.
Yes.
And I ordered that. She goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. We're sanitizing our grill right now."
What?
I was like, "Okay. Well, how long is that going to take?" And she's all like, "Probably like 10 to 15 minutes if we don't get busy." And in my head, I'm like, "Well, if you're sanitizing the grill, how are you going to cook freaking food? How busy can you get with drink orders?"
Right.
Like, so I was like, okay, well, I'll wait. I'll wait the 10-15 minutes.
Maybe the grill is just for the burgers.
Well, still, like, shut up, Jake.
Don't make sense of my story.
Exactly. This is my grievance. They have grieved me.
They have grieved me.
All right.
I mean, I'm sure
they caused me grievance.
I'm sure. And I demand vengeance.
I demand vengeance.
Okay.
Vengeance?
Why?
What did midgets have to do with anything?
I demand midgets.
What is vengeance?
Vengeance. I say so fast that it sounds like vidgets, but it's vengeance.
But there's no T in it.
Shut up, Jake! But no, so she's like, oh, well, I was like, okay, wait, so.
Yeah.
How long does it take for it to sanitize the grill? She's like, oh, this take this long. But I was like, okay, I'll wait. She was like, well, if we get busy, then we won't be able to sanitize the grill, blah, blah, blah. I was like, So basically, you're telling me you guys are done for the night. Well, yeah. I'm like, well, why didn't you just say that in the first place instead of wasting my time? Like, that sucks. So then I was like, whatever. So I leave. Today.
What time did you go?
It was like 9 at night.
Oh. They closed at like 10, though.
I know. They held a whole hour.
Yeah. What the heck?
Exactly.
I'm mad with you.
See, now you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. So I go today. When I pull off the one by your house.
Yes.
The one by your house, because I was coming to see you before our show. And I went to the one by your house because I don't know. I wanted, because we were doing our Spartacus thing today.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. Hand me the Ustream mic. Someone just texted me and said that the Ustream feed has no sound. Hand the mic over while, hand the mouse to me while I look at it. Finish your story. I apologize.
All right. So on the way to our Spartacus thing, I drop off to the Del Taco by your house.
Uh huh.
And there's only three cars. There's actually only two cars there. My car and the car in front of me. There was no cars before us. No cars after us. The lady in front of me sits at the window for 15 minutes.
What?
15 minutes.
She's just sitting there?
Yeah. And when I pull up, after she makes her order, she goes to the window. I go up to the window. I go up to the box. The dude's like, hey, welcome to Del Taco. Give me a minute. Okay. I wait five. And he's like, oh, what can I get for you? I tell him everything. Drive off. Go back. I'm waiting at the window. She's still at the window. Another 10 minutes pass. Then she finally gets her food and she drives off. I'm at the window. And the dude looks at me. And he walks off to cover the main thing. And another lady comes. I'm all like, this mother lover right here.
What were they doing?
Jacking off.
That had to be, man.
I saw him with a bottle of cocoa butter.
Well,
I would have been pissed.
How do you think they get that secret sauce? You know,
click on the U.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
No, I was like, right, wait, go
ahead and take back over the Ustream. We apologize, folks, that the Ustream for some reason audio has gone out on Ustream.
But you can still watch it.
You can still you can watch it, but no audio. So we will fix it.
Well, we advise you watch the show on Ustream while listening to us on Stitcher.
There you go. Even though the lines won't
match up.
They might. You might be able to.
If you play with it for a while, should.
If you're not stupid, you could probably figure it out.
Probably so.
Yeah.
We apologize. Yeah. So you're at the Del Taco, 15-minute wait.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm a glutton for punishment because I went there earlier this morning before I went to yours. And then I went back there.
To the same Del Taco.
No, it was a different one. But this one didn't grieve me. This one was closer to the studio. So I went to that one.
Okay.
Before I came over here. So I was like, I'm going to give him one last shot. So the one by your house grieved me. The one by my house grieved me. The one by the studio.
Wait, the one by my house grieved you?
Yes. They grieved me.
I thought you had the bad experience down in your Smellyville.
No, the long wait happened at yours.
With or without me?
Without you.
That's why.
I figured. Yeah. But the one by the studio, golden.
Okay, all right.
They're good.
But the one by my house, you shouldn't have went without me.
Exactly.
Or you should have had.
I should have had a free card that said, "Oh, I am property of Corey Blaze. Yeah. He's my Dominus.
Freelance fat. You should have had a freelance fat card.
I should have had a freelance
fat
card.
They would have served you, and they would immediately gone to you and said, "Hey, yeah, okay, we know who you are."
But what? I want to know now. Yeah. We heard my grievance with the Taco Del Bell. Del.
Yes.
I want to hear your grievance of the Taco Del Bell.
Okay, so they released this whole new little steak sandwich thing that's supposed to be cheesy with the steak thing. Mm-hmm. Am I having a fat guy moment here by myself?
No,
are you guys familiar with it?
I know exactly.
Whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah,
never get steak at Taco Bell.
Okay, I've learned that now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like that whole commercial where it says, if you're a man, spray this. If you're a man, eat this. If you're a man, walk over here. If you're a man, look over this way. And then it's a Taco Bell commercial telling you to go get this steak wrap. So I decided to try one today. Mistake number one.
See, steak's in the name. Mistake.
Steak is in the name.
We were right
Mistake.
There.
Mistake. Yeah, it was a beautiful moment. I got this thing, and I think there was maybe some steak flavoring in there, but it was literally nothing but that disgusting flatbread that was folded over, that was way too soft, some melted cheese, and maybe a piece of steak in there. It was overpriced. And you know what? I'm the one guy that comes on here and sis, boom, bah, any fast food place.
Yeah.
I suck the teat of the fast food industry.
Exactly, because you're fat.
But this, that's number four. But this was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
It was just, I literally ate nothing but bread.
Yep.
Wow.
That's happened to me a few times.
And not only that, by my new numbers job, I went and tried the one that was chicken. It tasted okay. But then the little bitch at the drive-in menu, at the drive-in drive-through window, decided to charge me 35 cents to use my card.
Dude, that happened to me yesterday.
It was one of those KFC Taco Bell splits. So this is what I did. I had it happen to me at KFC too. So I went back to KFC purposely and bought one of those $5 boxes. And they say on the sign that they charge you that 35 cents to use your debit card. Well, who's determining that it's debit? Isn't the Visa logo on the debit card supposed to allow you to run it both debit and credit? Yeah. So that's telling me that they're forcibly putting it through debit so that KFC can give us the old
hoo-hoo
up the wookie.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
So I went back to KFC with a credit card. No debit word on it anywhere and gave it to him. And you know what the receipt had? The receipt had the transaction fee credited back. So they are automatically running every card. So instead of the employees telling the system that it's a debit card, they're telling the system that it's a credit card instead. And here's another inside banking tip, folks.
Wait, don't you mean the opposite? Instead of the employees telling the system it's a credit card, they're telling it it's a debit card?
No, they have to tell it it's a credit card because the system automatically defaults to it being a debit because the charge was reversed. You see what I'm saying? When you go there and you give them your card, the system is already saying it's a debit. So
okay.
The fee is already there.
Yeah.
So when I used a credit card, the fee was reversed.
Because
so they had to tell the system it's a credit card.
So they set up the system to read everything as debit first.
Everything as a debit first.
So that's why they don't give you the option when you're having your debit credit.
Right.
To put it as credit.
Yeah, they're KFC and Taco Bell, and I love them both, but they're not as smart as QT because QT, when you go up there and you hand them your card, what's the question that they ask you?
Debit or credit?
Debit or credit. And if you say debit, how much do you pay extra?
Zero.
How much do you pay if it's credit?
Zero.
Because QT's got their S together. KFC, you're getting run out of town on the rail from a gas station.
Hey, and speaking of fast food, don't sleep on the Walmart deli.
Who?
Walmart deli. I think I had a conversation with you about those. Remember?
You were.
Walmart has a deli.
You were telling me about the Walmart deli.
For $4.88, you can get two sides and an entree, and they're pretty big portions, and it's pretty legit. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
It is pretty good. I had orange chicken. Had some orange chicken there and some mac and cheese. Like,
it depends on what time you go, though.
Well, when I went, it was just like around like 11 in the morning. So it was like pretty fresh.
Yeah, sometimes that stuff will just sit there for hours.
Yeah, I went pretty early in the morning. It was pretty fresh, like right before lunch.
Well, so because we've talked about it before here on the show about the Safeway
deli yes.
game is on point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go there with $5 and you get a trough of food.
Yeah, and Walmart is coming up on the deli game. Not going to lie.
It ain't no Safeway, though.
It ain't no Safeway, but I mean, if you can't get to a Safeway, I mean, it's a close second.
Safeway also has that Sweet Bakery.
Y'all, they do. They do.
Oh, gosh. They're freaking. Oh, my God. They're jalapeno bagels.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, man.
Who just made in their pants?
I think we all did. I made my own cream cheese.
It's all greasy. Oh, man.
But I'm going to blow your mind, DT, while you're making cream cheese.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
What?
I'm going to scoop you on this. And you're going to be really happy about this.
All right.
Disney Cruise Line is set to debut a Star Wars cruise theme show.
What?
Star Wars Days at Sea, Disney Cruise Line. When I saw this, I said, there is no way DT cannot know about this.
Wait, when are they starting?
Disney announced this week that it will be introducing a Star Wars Day at Sea on select sailings of Disney Fantasy cruise ships in 2016.
Oh, man.
In 2016.
So that gives me enough time to save up for Disney Cruise.
Save up for. And I saw this picture of this little kid carrying a lightsaber walking with Darth Vader.
Not dark. Darth.
Darth.
Darth. T-T-H.
Th.
Darth.
I'm insulted.
Dark. Darth Vader?
Yes, Darth Vader.
Are you excited about this Disneyland? Would you go on a Disney cruise of Star Wars theme?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm not lying. My line is right over my shoulders.
I just
right
imagine
here.
Like strobe lights and
right.
Like,
laser like, shows and like
yeah.
droids walking around.
Like stormtroopers that are actually females in like bikinis. But
oh,
like the
that'd be hot. That'd be hot.
That'd be hot. I saw this come across the wire, and I'm like, there's no way D-Tay could be aware of this. There's no way. Were you aware at all?
No. Really? This is news to me in pleasant news. Gratitude.
So you would totally go on a Star Wars cruise.
It'd be like a rave every night.
Yeah. Like I would totally go on a Star Wars rave. I mean, cruise.
That'd be amazing.
Both.
How would you get to the boat? What would you fly?
I will fly
an X-wing. That's right.
I wouldn't fly the X-wing. I would fly a Millennium Falcon.
Oh.
The Y-wing.
Okay.
They're geeking Y-wing. Out. I don't know what's happening right now.
I'll go on a Y-wing.
All right. So Make just cool. for you, we're going to take a break on the Star Wars music. All right. We'll be right back on the other side of this break on Fat Guy Radio Show. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Stitcher Radio app. Free to download, available for iOS, Androids, or any web-enabled mobile device. The Stitcher Radio app allows you to stream your favorite radio shows like this one or other enjoyable shows like NPR, Full Court Press Radio, Smodcast, and more. Get the Stitcher Radio app free today at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is available in some of the latest cars as well. Get it, sign up, and in the How You Heard About Us box, enter Fat Guy Radio. All one word. That's Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box. Stitcher Radio, the better way to, well, hell, radio. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio is where it's at.
Oh, man.
Dude, you mentioned Smodcast?
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Tusk?
I have not.
No.
What's Tusk? Dude,
I want to see it, though.
That movie is the best, worst, awesome, horrific,
the best, worst,
terrible piece of crap beauty I've ever seen in my life.
What's so funny about his description is someone else that he doesn't even know had told me, you know, Tusk is like this horrible, amazing movie.
I've never heard of it. Like, this is the first I've ever heard of it.
It's a Kevin Smith movie, and it's starring Justin Long.
Yes, Justin Long.
It's got
I like Justin Long.
The I See Dead People kid, but he's all grown up now.
Oh, God, so he doesn't see dead people anymore? Or are they all the dead people grown up,
Haley
too?
Haley Joel Osment, I think is his name.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Depp is in it.
Oh, I didn't know he was in it.
Yeah, he plays this amazing character, this French-Canadian guy. Dude.
Oh, I got to see this. I know. Like the premise of the movie is like there's a dude like turning people into walruses.
Right. Yeah.
So like
he fell in love with a walrus and he wants to turn someone into a walrus
and make walrus awesome. Love to him.
Yeah. No, he just wants to hang out with them
and make walrus love.
No, it's nothing sexual.
I like walrus love.
Watch the movie. That makes a lot more sense.
I do too.
Okay.
There's actually a joke in it about it. Dude, that movie's amazing. Sorry.
I'm gonna have to go check that out as well. You
where,
know?
Where can we watch it at?
I don't know.
Where do you watch it?
I don't want to say.
Netflix? Amazon? Oh, YouTube?
No. Actually, I did.
Pornhub?
I bought it on the I rented it on the PlayStation Store the second time I watched it.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then where did you watch it on the first time?
Amazon Instant Video?
I streamed it.
He stole it.
Okay.
That's all right. Well, I'm going to have to check it out. But, you know, we have to, I would be remiss if we didn't get to this today. But it is the segment that is almost sweeping the nation. It's the second segment that is sweeping the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Fat Guy Radio Show's moment in Black History. Way to jump the gun.
Totally.
Fat Guy Radio Show's moment in Black History. Oprah Winfrey's parents, Vernon Winfrey and Vernita Lee, before conceiving Oprah, had only had sex once. And this has been your moment in Black History.
Where did you get that fact from?
On Oprah.com. Here it comes. Yes. From Oprah Winfrey. It's actually a story about Oprah Winfrey that says that her parents had only it was a little rough back in the 60s. Once before they conceived Oprah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very true. But I know what you were going for. You were going for the number one segment that is sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
The sexy summer mama. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting? The real Corey Blaze at Corey Blaze tweeted out.
It's me.
On
February 12th,
2015 at 4:58 p.m.
4:48 p.m.
No, 4:58 p.m.
4:58 p.m.
Found a cobweb on my car. I might have to scale back on the excitement. Sharp, sarcastic.
That was. I thought it was pounds.
Nope, I told you we're changing it.
All right, sarcastic, pound. Sharp, sarcastic.
That means you were really sarcastic when you said it.
I'm glad you had to explain to people that you were being sarcastic.
I had to because people were like, hey, just flip the cobweb on it. What was so sad about it is that I tweeted that out because if you find a cobweb on your car, means that your car hasn't moved
in like forever.
So I'm like, I need to scale back on all the excitement because my life is so out of control.
But was it on the box?
That's what I'm saying.
No, it wasn't on the box. It was on the new whip.
Wow. So that means you've been taking the box to work.
I have been
so
driving
long.
The hell out of my box.
Wow.
Well, the new car still smells. the new car still smells like a new car, whether you want to believe it or not. So I've been riding the box. So the car is just really.
Oh, I've been riding the box.
All up in the box, ain't you?
All up in the box.
I can't stop going inside the box.
Man, I just want to live in the box.
Jack in the box.
I go in like 100 miles an hour in that box.
Oh, you just busting all up in the box.
Just Raw Dog McGraw in the box.
You know who else loves
6 o'clock in the box in the sock in the box.
Oh,
his ex-girlfriend is in the box.
Oh, man.
We got to get the hell out of here. Jake, it was great having you back. Thank you so much for bringing your failing relationship to the show.
It's good.
I love a failing relationship. And our buddy Brad was the one that was off camera there. Brad, slide in there. Brad, we love you to death. Good buddy. Good supporter of the show. He looks so good. Nice. Wow. Well,
maybe
end the show quickly.
Oh.
All right. All right, folks. But I think you guys should take the shirts off. All right, folks. Today's show was brought to you by What People Want. Amazon. If you want it or need it. Actually, the show was not brought to you by Amazon. It was brought to you by Audible.com. Audible.com. Download your free audiobook today at audibletrial.com/FGRS. That's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast or
redistributed
without the representative. Program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of the B2B Radio Network.
For advertising on the Mighty Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdvradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, subscribe free on iTunes, and catch a live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page!
Savage. After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze, is my daily blog. Read it, leave comments, and share After the Levels at afterthelevels.com.
Get your two cents in, America. Yeah. We're corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, Snail Mail, BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, P.O. Box. Is it P.O. Box?
It's just Box.
Box. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are open now.
For Philippius in absentia, little buddy, get better. Jake, thanks for coming by. And DT, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh. Join us next week for another Fat Guy Radio Show. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Penis.
If I may, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Fat Guy Radio Show listeners who sign up for a free 30-day trial. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to support Fat Guy Radio Show. Now you may go.
Why are you running by this though?